producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Power of their sword. All right, let's go back to the callers. Next longest holding would be Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The National Defense Authorization Act, Corporate Personhood, and the Patriot Act. These three unconstitutional
laws. Do me a huge favor, bro. Speaker phones just don't cut it. All right, just pick the phone up real quick.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
The National Defense Authorization Act, Corporate Personhood, and the Patriot Act. These three laws are the biggest threat to our freedom and humanity right now.
Yeah, we're under martial law. They've dismantled the Constitution on paper. Now they want to actually physically do it. But it's like Bank of America started announcing and owned houses they never had the deeds for that were 100% paid for. And finally, judges just said, arrest the bankers. In Florida, they had to back off. So they can announce that we're their slaves all day long. Let's see them try to enforce it. But that comes up to us to start saying no.
I agree. And my question is, so don't we have to demand our constitutional rights back first and foremost?
Yeah, and we got governors that are moving to start a con, and governors saying we're not turning the guns in, and hundreds of sheriffs and police chiefs saying we're not turning the guns in, and we're prepared to fight. We're already gotten to Lexington and Concord level with the police. That's why they want to start a Black Lives Matter war on the police to force them on their flank into the federal control. Because they got a bunch of police chiefs around the country, even Democrat ones, that are really sleeper cell patriots in a good way that aren't going to go along. So, see, I mean, this is a real battle, folks, for the country right now.
So my question to you is, if we're going to support Donald Trump, don't we need some kind of assurance from him that he'll overturn these laws? Because I haven't heard him speak about these
issues. I totally agree. And next time I have him on, which will probably be pretty soon, I'm going to bring up these executive actions because – the president obviously needs the support of the Congress and the people, and I'm sure he would want to go get military authorizations and wouldn't want it to be just open-ended because that's not in the Constitution. And I believe that is a litmus test for Donald Trump. That's a great point. In fact, I said that earlier. I agree with you.
Thank you. I love your product, by the way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. You're awesome. I just get really excited about these topics if I start running over folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. And we'll try to get to the other callers when the guests come up, Hector and Craig and Ron. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Alex. Good to finally speak to you for the first time in my life. I've been following you since your back and forth between you and Piers Morgan back in, I don't know, what was it, early 2013 or something?
Yep.
Anyway, I've been listening to you ever since. There's something I wanted to bring up to you, particularly with regard to gun control and this loophole they're trying to exploit with mental health. I myself am a United States Marine Corps combat infantry veteran. I was a scout for 4 years, and I got out in 2009. I'm in the process right now, actually, of being recruited by a private military corporation, one of the bigger ones. And I wanted to – I have in my hand my PTSD diagnosis that I want to read to you. I want to read a snippet of this to you. It was written up by a Navy lieutenant commander back in 2007. And this is, I find this one piece interesting because it shed some light into how far they should or shouldn't be allowed to go with regard to exploiting the gun control laws into the PTSD.
Hold on, this is too important. Leanne and the folks are in the Situation Room. I'm in the War Room. We're going to come back, have you finish up, go over this PTSD diagnosis, and then I will hand the baton at about 10 after, 12 after or so to the other crew. They've got a lot to cover and a lot to get to. But don't hang up, Stephen, in Colorado, because this is really important. It's extrajudicial. There's no judge, there's no jury, there's no finding. They just say, basically any combat vet, you have PTSD, you're mentally ill. And then they basically won't let you own guns. They basically take your rights away like you're a criminal. It's part of targeting the veterans. Statistically, vets are not more dangerous than anybody else.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming to you from the InfoWars War Room, the big studio. There in the Situation Room are Liam McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Michael Zimmerman, and others in this fourth hour. Nightly News is back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. All right, Steve in Colorado. If some people just joined us, he was a Marine Corps infantryman scout, would that be force recon, out there for 4 years, got out, and he has his PTSD diagnosis now sitting in front of him, and that ties into him looking at a contractor job. So go ahead and read it to us, sir, and fill us in on it.
All right, I just want to make clear, I wasn't force recon, but I was with a mechanized reconnaissance unit. So,
I get all those confused. I was just trying to repeat what you said from memory. But
no worries. No worries. You're more familiar than most. So, again, I have this diagnosis here because I had to watch four of my friends burn to death in a vehicle in the Al Anbar province, particularly Rawa in Iraq. And when I was issued this, I'm going to go ahead and read the very last, basically, two to three sentences here. He has not sought treatment because of his concern about being labeled as weak or defective. However, his suicidal, homicidal urges are frightening to him, and he wanted to get help before he acted on these ego dystonic urges. He does not appear to constitute a serious risk of suicide or homicide at this point in time, and he is thus fit for retention in the USMC. Now, what I find strange about this is that this, by all accounts, you know, I have a And, you know, the way they write up these reports, you know, they got to access 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categorization where they straight up just diagnose you. And I'm diagnosed with it. I straight up had it. I flew off the charts for their little test or whatever. But the very last sentence is what's most telling here, where they basically admit, yeah, he has PTSD, but we still want to retain him. He's still fit to fight. He's still competent enough to fight. He's still, you know, he still has his faculties about him is essentially what they're saying. And what's concerning to me is that they can take this loophole that Obama's trying to exploit. And if they want to, which I have a funny suspicion that they might and that they will, they can dig in and apply it to veterans who, and of course, PTSD among veterans is a wide encapsulating thing. You know, I mean,
yeah, it's overgeneralized. It's overprojected. I think it's largely a psyop. But you're absolutely right. Look, they're coming after the veterans. Veterans statistically have one of the lower crime rates, actually. But they are afraid of you during a tyrannical takeover. You know, they used to try to recruit military and the police and stuff, and they still do. So they're horrible and they're bad. We want them for the police. And it's usually not even vets that do the stupid stuff. It's the greenhorn, wannabe tough guy, thug types that you don't want as cops from my research. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Let me just briefly comment on that and then hand the baton over. I have studied PTSD. I have studied history. I've studied militaries. I've studied esprit de corps. I've studied how information warfare operates. When veterans feel good about what they've done and know it's for a greater good, PTSD is 90%+ lower. But when you don't feel like it's a good fight, and when you deep down know that there's a lot of fraud involved, your body doesn't like you. Your subconscious doesn't like what you're doing. You don't feel good about what you're doing. It's called conscience. And they try to project onto troops who may be skittish, maybe a little paranoid, may have problems right after a trauma, that you're screwed up for life, and that's the way it is. I've had a lot of family that's been in heavy combat. And when they came back from Vietnam or Latin America or the desert in the Middle East, you know, for a few years, they'd be a little skittish, a little weird. But after that, they became, you know, great members of society and were some of the most steadfast people you could find. And they are projecting onto people in a psyop that, oh, you can get medication. Oh, you can get a, you know, disability. You want to get a disability before you leave the military. So let's give you one. Let's give you a mental disability. Women go in to even dermatologists now, and they go, oh, here's a doctor right next door. You get a discount if you want to go on this speed or this drug, you know, because, you know, I can tell you're stressed. These questionnaires are written so widely to where they can say you're suicidal for a reason. It's like these suicide tests for kids in high school. You know, are you upset? Do you, you know, have anxiety? Are you depressed sometimes? And then they take your freedom away or, you know, give you a designation for life off of that. Everybody's got PTSD to a certain extent that's ever been in. I mean, what do you think kids growing up in really bad neighborhoods that have been in a couple hundred really bad fights have been through? What do you think people that, I mean, race car drivers, the incredible stress of that and the people dying and what they see, or what do you think boxers go through, or football players? They got worse PTSD than most combat vets. I mean, actually, at the NFL level, that's brutal. I played high school football. It was painful. It took a lot of will to be able to just handle those injuries and keep playing. And I mean, I was not even very good at football. Good enough for them to start me. It was horrible. And get run over. But the point was, is that it's a giant screw job. It's a giant psyop. It's like telling women they're all depressed after they've had a cesarean section. Well, of course, you haven't been able to exercise for 6 weeks. Of course you're depressed. Go out and exercise. In double-blind studies, it's way better than, you know, the Prozac. So it's a mind game. And people can take those wounds and take those pains and turn it into a motivation for the future. And what veterans need is to go out and help others and to go out and be on a mission now for America. What troops need is a continued mission. That's why a lot of them from Vietnam will go off and run and live in the woods or whatever, because they want to stay kind of in that mindset because it's what they know. Well, we need veterans to just realize, don't buy into the fact you're a victim. Don't buy into the fact you're screwed up. Take what you've gone through and actually use that to take action in the real world around you. And they won't tell veterans this either. They try to put them on Prozac, all these other drugs that screw people up. They try to put them on opiates for PTSD and things. The studies are that MDMA, ecstasy, the real stuff, look at the studies in Europe with troops, is amazing. Instead, they want to give them amnesiac drugs. They want to give them vaccines that change brain chemistry and actually take the highs and lows out of your emotions. Watch my film, Brain Eating Vaccines. It's a 15-minute video where it actually goes in and eats part of your brain. See, they've got real treatments for people, okay, where it'll just lift years of stress off of them. But they don't want you to have access to that. And I'm not saying go out and use street drugs. Most of that stuff's horrible and would really hurt the troops. But, you know, it's like fibromyalgia being a microplasm. They won't tell folks that certain antibiotics have been proven to knock it out. They won't give the troops that either. There's all sorts of things that are known that get rid of Lyme's disease, you name it, but they won't tell the public. All right, so that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hand the baton now. They got a lot to cover, so sorry I went over here to Leanne McAdoo and the rest of the crew, but that was a powerful testimony earlier. Leanne McAdoo.
Thank you, Alex. I'm here ready to take over the overdrive hour, and it's you're absolutely right. I mean, the way that they take advantage of our troops, and we definitely do have the greatest military in the world, but it's not for them to build up our service members. It's for them to go and send us off into these perpetual wars. And so that's what I don't like, is drumming up the patriotism for our troops and then sending them off to these perpetual wars. So that's what Ja'Kari Jackson is here joining me. We're going to talk about this blank check that Congress is writing for this president or for whoever may be the next president. And this is why it's so important to pay attention. Who are we voting in there? Who is going to be have this blank check authorization to go to war? And this is going to be a global war. So let's talk a little bit about Ron Paul's dire warning for America. He says this legislation makes the unconstitutional Iraq war authorization look like a walk in the park. And, of course, you know, as Alex Jones is always saying, they tend to do these things on a Friday night. They're going to announce the banks, you know, the banks are closed. Well, here we have Snowzilla, this Snowmageddon. And so, of course, we have Mitch McConnell heading to the Senate to pass a basically, it's going to be fast-track legislation to grant the president the authority to wage unlimited war for as long as he or his successors may wish. He or she may wish. And that's why it frightens me so much when you hear these presidential candidates talking about going to war, knowing that we're potentially going to be heading into war with Russian troops in Syria. You have conflict in Syria escalating as Russia and U.S. establish air bases along the Turkish border. So, Ja'Kari, what do you think about that? I mean, do you think people should be taking this very seriously?
I think
the fact that Congress is handing it over, their power?
I definitely, as you said, it's basically a transfer of power, as Ron Paul puts it, from the legislative to the executive branch, and it allows the president or whoever the president may be in the future to wage war without restrictions on time, geographic scope, or troops on the ground. And the geographic scope would probably be something that I would hit on pretty hard. They could say, you know, ISIS is, you know, in your grandma's underwear. That's like
right.
At the airport, and then they could choose to have a campaign there. Now, to be very clear about this, you know, my view of it is, you know, it's the potential for them to do this. It's not my personal opinion that we're currently under martial law or will be in the near future when the next president takes over. I'm just saying this is a open-ended blank check to whoever may be in power and could potentially use these powers, similar to the Rex 84 legislation. As we know, it's drafted in 1984. That stuff didn't happen as far as on the streets and all that, but they gave themselves the authority to do that if they so chose.
Right. And so this legislation is basically setting up, giving the president, whoever he or she may be, authority over just about anything during a time of national crisis. People were saying we need to declare a national emergency so the president can confiscate guns. I mean, people are just throwing that out there as something that the president could use, or, you know, during this Snowmageddon.
Let no good crisis go to waste. You know, Rahm Emanuel, if you can, to paraphrase Rahm Emanuel, he said, in a crisis, you can do something that you normally wouldn't be able to do. So for any reason, whether it's Snowmageddon or anything else, if they decide, well, let's just tack something else onto the end of this, they have the potential with this legislation to do that.
Right. And of course, we're seeing the destruction of Europe. with migrants destroying European labor. And so, of course, an economic crisis could be enough to drum up the use for this authorization of military force. I mean, it's bank holiday,
anything they choose.
Right. There are no limits to this, and that's why this is huge. Obviously, make sure that this legislation does not pass. Anything they try to pass when it's a snowy blizzard out, you just got to keep a heads up. Stick around. I'm going to be giving you the breakdown from my trip to Flint, Michigan. Michael Zimmerman will be joining me in studio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo here hosting the fourth hour. Joining me now is Michael Zimmerman. Michael, you were the camera guy there with me in Flint, Michigan. And, you know, what was your take? Personally, I felt like it was, it could have been the fact that the entire city was blanketed in snow. But it gave me like a very Fallout 4 kind of vibe.
Yeah, the whole city was super eerie because there's no one on the streets, and that could have been because it's 20 degrees outside. But it just, it feels abandoned, and you see they tore down, I believe, 11,000 houses over the past couple of years because they're burned out. They're so dilapidated that, you know, it truly is a ghost town. You drive around, and there's just empty plots everywhere.
Right. Yeah, and the roads were pretty horrendous. And I almost got the sense, like, the downtown area, I was kind of thinking about it, trying to explain it to people the other night. It sort of felt like it was a video game, or the downtown area was almost set up like a facade, like a movie set, to give the illusion that everything is fine. And then you kind of get out on the outskirts of the very tiny downtown, and you see what's really going on.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the downtown, it's empty. And, you know, we saw maybe 20 people in the streets. But other than that, it's just completely bare.
Right. Well, now I'm going to play a video now. It's a furious Flint mom, and she was just ranting. And we didn't even actually have time to set up mics on these two mothers. I know you're going to be working on a longer report on Flint, Michigan. That hopefully will come out tomorrow. But we didn't even have time to mic these women up because they were just so angry, ranting, and we were like, just go for it. Just keep filming. And one of the things that I learned that I just was stunned by was the fact that not only are these Flint residents being charged the highest water rates in the country, and this was one of the big reasons why they were having this whole water fight in the first place, should we switch, should we not, we need to save money, and of course trying to skirt around all sorts of financial issues, but they're already being charged these exorbitant prices, but now, even though they know the water has been poisoned, contaminated, they're still having issues with it. They're still forcing residents to pay these super high prices for their water. The lady said before she even turns her water on every month, the minimum is $60. So do we have that video queued up, guys? Let's go ahead and play that.
$66 before one drop of water comes out my tap.
Yeah.
And we're paying for it. We can't bathe in it. We can't cook in it. We can't do anything. I lost the animal to feeding it to it. You can't do anything with it. The only thing you can do is flush your toilets. Mm-hmm. And that's the God honest truth. And make sure that you use cold water with anything in Flint. Hot, the vapors are killing us. That's where the...
And the vapors have...
Asthmatic, my husband, he has COPD. I'm asthmatic. Well, you know, the hair loss, I've got it. People want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Because I'm 52 years old. I've hair that was down to my butt. Now I'm cutting it because I got to hide the bald spots from the water. And where we got to go? Where are we going to go to bathe? What are we supposed to do? We can't go nowhere. We have to pay for this water. We've got shut-off notices. Oh, they're not going to give you shut-off notices. We're not going to do it in December. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me tell you. Yeah, shut me off in December, all right, for non-payment. Had to pay it, or in December, you know, my kids would have went without Christmas. We had to pay for water that stinks. You can't drink. You can't smell. Looking at it make you choke up a little bit.
So
it's sickening.
That we care. Hi.
We have the highest water rates. They upped our water rates three times in 1 year. It was like 70% in 1 year without the people's vote on it. We didn't have a say in it. It went from one amount to another amount to another amount. And it's like, oh, well, I ain't using that much water. Oh, now your water bill is this much. You know? And I have another problem with the Flint's basic little thing in their political game here. Isn't it funny that we've got this, I'm going to call it Watergate, because there was a break-in to the city files, the water department, and only the things that can get the people that did what they did or got the dirt on them come out missing. Not my bills, not the meter-ridden bills, not the bills going to be sent to the people, just the information that's going to cover their butts came out missing. Can anybody say Watergate? And it isn't them against us, and it should be we the damn people for once. Stand together united. I am just one of all of us, and it takes all of us to make this merry-go-round go, you know. And that's what makes me so angry. It's like, I don't want to talk. I didn't want to either. you know, because I'm so angry now that sometimes biting my tongue just ain't enough. And I look at my grandson, and he's got sores, and I look at the skin problems, and he's a mixed child, and he has a lot of skin issues anyways with ashiness, and nothing's hitting it. He's had little spots on his head, like she said with her.
All right, so we'll go ahead and come out of that video. You can see the full thing at the Alex Jones YouTube channel, but as you can see, these parents are furious. They're getting charged exorbitant rates for their water, and they just want answers. And then, of course, there you had the other cover-up with the thieving of the any evidence there out of the water company. So stick around, because coming up, we're going to talk about these Flint residents being told that their children could be taken away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm hosting the fourth hour overdrive. I'm Leah McAdoo, joined by Michael Zimmerman and Joe Biggs. Now, before the break, we watched a video of a furious Flint mother speaking out about the fact you saw there the hair loss. When you think hair loss from this lead poisoning, maybe you're thinking thinning hair. No, she right there on camera laid it out there. She's like, this is what we're talking about when we talk about hair loss and rashes. And there was this concentrated cover-up. Women, mothers were getting turned away when they tried to go bring video to the doctors. There was a mother who actually took a video of her child getting a rash from taking a bath. And initially, the doctor was very concerned. Then, of course, he got a little heat from the city. They had to shut that down. So here, you're seeing in Flint just a concentrated effort to hide these people's concerns. And now here's a story out of Activist Post. Flint residents told that their children could be taken away if they don't pay for the city's poisoned water. Now, there has been a class action lawsuit filed from some Flint residents who say, we don't want to pay our water bills. It's been poison. We've been having to pay to poison our children since 2014. Well, there's a Michigan law. Parents are neglectful if they do not have running water in their home. And if they choose not to pay for water, they can't drink anyway, then they could be guilty of child endangerment.
I mean, it's already the nation's third most dangerous city.
Right.
Now you add that lack of water. What is that going to do to Flint over time? That's going to make things even worse.
Yeah, and the fact that it's lead poisoning and side effects from lead make people more aggressive, more violent. It leads to...
I feel bad for those people. I mean, that is horrible what is going on.
It is really horrible. And the fact that the government is forcing them to be hooked up to the municipal water supply. This is another thing that you'll see in another video we've got coming out. They're not allowed. They will have their house condemned if they try to go do it the old way and collect rainwater or figure out. I mean, obviously, you'd have to dig really, really deeply to get a well deep enough to get past all of that contamination from the auto industry. But, I mean, they don't have any other option.
Yeah, even if you could, you know, dig a well, like you were saying, it's illegal in Flint city limits to do so.
Right. And they're telling these people, we'll take your kids, we'll condemn your home. We know the water is poisoned. And that was one of the things that that lady mentioned. She didn't want to speak out because they then say, oh, well, you're going to go ahead and need to pay your water bill this month. I know it's $400. So, I mean, it's just extortion.
Well, and they were telling us, the people there in Flint, that... You know, they were told you're not going to have your water shut off for non-payment until we get this whole thing figured out with the, you know, poisoned water. But she showed us a shut-off notice from December.
Right. We're going to shut off your water in the middle of the most freezing cold month. I mean, not that you can take hot showers anyway. She explained that they have to bathe by dumping a bottled water on their head and then getting soaked up and then another bottled water to clean. I mean, can you imagine living in those conditions? And then I saw over the weekend there was some social justice warriors on Twitter. They were like, oh, they're making people show ID in order to get these cases of water. But people don't understand that there are people that are stealing the water and trying to sell it. People are coming in from other places where they're not even dealing with this, trying to steal these cases of water. So you have to prove that you're a resident there. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. But you know what? It's just a huge government conspiracy. Nobody believes that the government would poison you. Nobody believes that they would do this, even though now we have proof that they were joking about residents complaining about it. This was going on since at least 2014. The people we spoke with said that they've been complaining about this water for up to 5 years with just some of the dirtiness there.
Meanwhile, so, if we poison something, we're going to get fined for it. You got oil spills in the Gulf. You got the EPA dumping poison into rivers. No one cares about that. That's fine. We'll let them off the hook. Let's go after, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Flint right here is trying to take care of their family and fine them for not paying their bill because they don't want to drink poison.
Right. And sorry, the economy is so bad, but we're going to go ahead and charge you some of the most exorbitant water rates in the country. I mean, the sense that I got, you know, obviously you're there. The people that we met were all really nice, passionate people. And, you know, it's sad to say it's time to move out. But you can kind of see that there is a concentrated effort there to try and turn it into green space because it's so contaminated there. Everything's
the ground is
down.
Poison. You know, a local was telling us that where the old factories were, they couldn't even, you know, build a park there. They had to put dirt on top of the concrete because if they just dug up the concrete, there would be so much ground pollution that nothing would grow. So they had to bring in dirt on top of the concrete to even build a park.
Right. And it's like, you know, I feel bad talking about Flint, Michigan like that because, like I said, there were some people there that are pretty cool and, you know, young business owner trying to make the best of it. But it is. It's like it might be the damage is done. It's pretty poisonous there. It's, you know, but like I said, a lot of people don't have the means to move out. So now while we're on government conspiracy theories, let's go ahead and talk about the X-Files. The first episode premiered last night. I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but of course I've been seeing the some of the articles coming out today. Of course, attacking Alex Jones. How can you take him seriously? Why would you give him a setup like this? Basically, they're being Dana Scully's character, how she's, you know, really needing, this is a treason and it's all just claptrap.
Well, the interesting thing is I knew that this episode was going to get a lot of attention. You know, it was what, like a week, 2 weeks ago, they came out saying that this new character being brought in or introduced into the X-Files, you know, team with Scully and Mulder was going to be a guy based off of Alex Jones. I knew that right there was going to get the left so upset that you're going to have all these writers out there sitting there watching, taking very meticulous notes, just waiting to come out. And sure enough, you know, there's tons of articles out today about that first episode. But the interesting thing about this is 13.5 million people watched The X-Files last night, higher than the season one average.
Wow.
So, you know, it's only going to be six episodes, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see how it unfolds, especially with this new character, Tad O'Malley, who, you know, was this conservative talk show host. You know, when the first episode comes on, you know, Mulder is kind of like apprehensive of Tad O'Malley. And then towards the end of the episode, he compares him to a godsend, saying that he's, you know, the greatest thing ever. So it's really interesting to see where they've gone with this season. And if you guys want, you know, did you watch it?
Not yet. Definitely going to check.
So basically what happens is you have Fox and Mulder. They're sitting there, or Scully and Mulder, and they're brought back into together to work together because this Tad O'Malley guy has reached out to the FBI and basically shows them some information that everything they've done in the past and previous episodes was all a lie. Now, they were kind of close to what was going on, but they weren't really right on the right path. Now, in the previous seasons, they're going after UFO phenomena. They're chasing the fact that they believe that the government's trying to cover up, you know, intelligent life, aliens, things like that. But come to find out what this season is that no, not in fact, that they weren't trying to cover up the existence of alien technology. What they were doing is they took alien technology from Area 51 crash and they harness it. And in fact, the government is using that technology to go against the people. Now, it wasn't, you know, E.T. running around in the spacecraft picking up and abducting people. No, that was the government. Because there's a character that they bring back from the original seasons, and she had been abducted more than anyone. And he, Mulder goes, what did the aliens look like? And she goes, they look like people. They look like men.
Right.
And, you know, Tad O'Malley brings them into this area and shows that they have this actual UFO, and they have the technology. They harness it. It can levitate. It can disappear.
Right.
And all this stuff. And the government is using that against its own people.
Absolutely. And I know that that's kind of something that's been floating around on the internet for a long time, saying that they've harnessed this alien technology. And, of course, why wouldn't they? And to just see how technology advanced since the Roswell crash and everything. Also interesting, one of the reviews here, We Are All Alex Jones from the Workprint, kind of interesting to talking about how when X-Files first came out, the internet was, nobody had computers, essentially. So now Alex Jones is kind of the new agents, Scully and Mulder, and the rest of us out there on the internet who are able to post these videos to YouTube and things like that, and to put these other theories out there other than what is being perpetuated by the government and by the mainstream media. And it's kind of interesting to see now with this X-Files kind of pushing back against that as well. We're all Alex Jones.
Yeah, everyone needs to do their part in exposing things. If you see something, film it and
absolutely. And stop, for goodness sake, stop posting the videos on YouTube with the fake alien invasions and like using After Effects to be like, oh, what's this sound effect? Because it does just discredit anything that could actually be. You have to kind of sift through all of the nonsense. Well, let's go ahead and play this clip, because when I first watched the clip where, I've lost my video thing, the blueprint for global domination, it is literally like they just listened to an Alex Jones show and copied it verbatim. Let's go ahead and roll.
Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient.
by severe drought brought on by weather wars conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves in a state of perpetual war to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridged the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
Or a simulated alien invasion using alien replica vehicles that exist and are already in use.
An alien invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
You can't say these things.
I'm going to say them tomorrow.
It's fear-mongering, claptrap, isolationist, techno-paranoia, so bogus and dangerous and stupid.
What about treason?
Saying these things would be incredibly irresponsible.
It's irresponsible not to say it.
Especially if it's the truth.
And there you go. And that's what Alex is always saying, that if it's the truth, we've got to put it out there. And obviously you don't have all the facts for everything, but to just wait until then and allow the message to be controlled, that's definitely very dangerous, especially as we see all of these plans sort of escalating here in these days. So, Joe Biggs, now I know this wasn't really your thing, conspiracies and stuff, before coming here to InfoWars. So when you watched the show last night, what did you think?
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I liked it. I know some people didn't. I thought it was interesting to see what it is that, you know, we do here. And I was kind of curious to see how closely they followed Alex Jones and how closely they were going to mimic this character based off of him, the way he spoke, the way he said things. I thought a lot of the things were pretty spot on. I'm just interested to see how they go with the character throughout the rest of this mini series. You know, are they going to take him seriously? Are they going to kind of demonize him towards the end? So I'm curious to see how they're going to, right, you know, treat him, this character, the entire time. But, you know, I liked it. You know, I used to watch the show when I was a child with my mom. That was our go-to show. We sat down in a room every time that X-Files came on and watched it. And I didn't really quite get any of it because I was really young. But now I'm starting to see, I started going back now and rewatching all the series again and watching this as well. So I like it. I enjoy it.
Right. And I know one of the articles I read, they were like, well, why does he have this alien technology, this Tad O'Malley? Why doesn't he alert the mainstream media right away? Hello, the same thing that we have to deal with. They wouldn't believe you, or they would allegedly this happen, even though they're like, I'm standing in front of an alleged alien technology. So
they'll try to make you sound crazy.
Yeah, they'll just perfect sound bites with everything. Even here with Edward Snowden, now we have this story up on InfoWars.com about Snowden questioning the latest Islamic State video. The video was put online by the usual suspect, Site Intelligence, and he's wondering if this is does the Islamic State have some interest in restricting encryption on the internet, or does the FBI? Like, who's really behind this? So you see these.
Well, they want to get this narrative that, you know, if we don't ban encryption or don't break encryption and put backdoors in it for government, the terrorists are going to use that against us. You know, they want us to be afraid of encryption when, in fact, it's a good thing to have. It also keeps government from snooping on you.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I guess we will stay tuned into the X-Files as more of these episodes come out and sort of break them down.
Well, X-Files, actually, Gillian Anderson, she's one of the main characters. She came out and gave a little reason as to why X-Files ended, and I kind of wanted to read that if you guys... So she says, the X-Files ended during the Bush administration, and we learned very, very quickly after 9/11 that people couldn't speak up openly in public about what they thought we should do or shouldn't do as a result. Most of our show up until that point was and still is about government conspiracies. There are conspiracies now about the government having known about or having caused 9/11 or about it being a ruse and excuse for us to go into Iraq. But it became no longer okay for people to accuse the government of being deceitful or untrustworthy. And that was the backbone of our show, and we couldn't continue. And that is why they stopped filming the X-Files.
Wow, and that is incredible. And, of course, they sort of opened the X-Files with this. This was starting from 9/11, and, you know, that is incredible right there, because that's one of the big freedoms we have here in the United States with the freedom of speech, is being able to question our government and being able to speak out. And now we see how it's just a complete 180, where we have all these kids who've been programmed and indoctrinated in school basically calling for the end of the First Amendment if it hurts their feelings.
I mean, they want to scare people from talking about things, or they want to demonize reporters for going and reporting on something and then automatically saying that they're invested in that thing that they're reporting on. I mean, for information, while I was on vacation last week, Rob Deuce sent me an article from the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, basically saying that I kind of took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge with Ammon Bundy, and I was currently living in Oregon, and that I was one of the main people behind it because I reported on it. Now think about that. Me as a reporter, I went to a location, I talked about something, and now I'm a part of that because I reported on it.
Well, right, and that you were actually in Vegas at the time.
Yes.
You still hold up there.
Yeah, they basically called you a domestic terrorist too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ADL is the exact same thing as the SPLC.
Right.
Same website layout, same everything.
Well, you have been in an ISIS terrorist video.
I mean, but that's really a scary thing that's happening right now, that as a reporter, you could go and talk about something and then be associated with it just for talking about it.
Right, and if you're actually doing your job as an investigative journalist or as an investigator, you should be questioning the White House talking points. I mean, that's your job. Well, stick around, because we are going to, guys, I want you to stick in here with me, and then David Knight will be letting you know what's coming up for the nightly news.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never
ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I hear the train come.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are wrapping up the fourth hour overdrive. And right before the break, we were talking about this term conspiracy theorists and how, you know, if you're doing your job as a journalist, you should be questioning the government. And, of course, we saw that sort of wiped off the map after 9/11. No one was allowed to speak up about it. One of my professors there at UT, he was one of the only people that spoke out about it and got a lot of flack for it. But he was tenured, so he didn't get fired. He was called a festering fountain of foolishness by the president. That was his big claim to fame. But let's look at, so this was a Zero Hedge article that came out last year. In 1967, the CIA created the label conspiracy theorist to attack anyone who challenges the official narrative. And this article goes on to explain how democracy, free market capitalism were founded on conspiracy theories. But those were, you know, that was a long time ago. Things changed in the 60s. When the CIA wrote a dispatch which coined the term conspiracy theories and recommended methods for discrediting such theories. So they can't have anyone questioning the government, questioning the official narrative there. We don't need that. And, of course, now with the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act, now they can propagate immediately just right to the public.
I mean, with that definition in itself, I mean, people should take that as a badge of honor.
Exactly.
To be called that at times. I mean, especially if you're actually doing work. And you're looking at the information and you're putting it out there the correct way, you know, with the government coming out and saying that we're going after people who are talking about us and maybe, you know, might put some things out there that could get us in trouble, and then we're being called conspiracy theorists, then you know, hey, we're doing something right here. So, hey, bring it on. Call me that all day. And all your articles doesn't bother me.
Right. Well, when I was going through college, one of my professors, international relations professor, he was actually the one that first showed me one of Alex Jones's 9/11 documentaries, and his whole thing was basically like, if you really want to get into international relations and journalism, you need to know what you're getting into, and just kind of blowing up my mind as a young student there, just sort of like, wow, this is the kind of thing, and I think, was it the Fog of War or something came out where he said after the fact, well, yeah, we did all this stuff to get things done, you know, but we're conspiracy theorists, so... And that's what he also said, is it's not a conspiracy theory if it's actually conspiracy fact. Some things are actual conspiracies. And a lot of the things that, you know, we have the audacity to say here do end up being true. Indeed. Well, tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, David Knight says he wants to talk about Bloomberg considering throwing his hat in the ring. Considering running as an independent, I guess it's too late to go run as a Democrat. So it's going to be the battle of the billionaires.
I guarantee as soon as he makes that announcement in March, gun sales are going to go through the roof.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what is he going to do?
What is Bloomberg synonymous with? Taking the gun. So everyone's going to go in there. People are going to be buying guns. I mean, he thinks he's going to hurt that. All he's going to do is help out the gun industry.
And tax all the giant sodas. So there won't be any salt on tables in restaurants. No giant sodas there. 7-Eleven.
It'll be like Demolition Man, a little tiny food, the Taco Bell, with the miniature things. There's no, there'd just be water.
Yeah. So, this
batons.
Basically, what is the criteria for running as an independent? And is this the establishment trying to just go against Bernie Sanders, or, you know, if he ends up being their Democratic candidate? Because as we see, Hillary is just tanking, and I think her lies and her crimes are going to catch up with her. You can only have so much stuff the media just try to cover up, try to deflect, before the voters are finally going to go, you know what, maybe she isn't the best candidate.
Who is actually going to vote for Bloomberg?
I mean, look at his record. Look what he did there. Like, he's just a billionaire who wants to take your guns but he wants all of his security to be heavily armed.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the only one that's, you know, important enough to be able to protect himself and his family. So, yeah, I agree with you. Gun sales are going to go through the roof. Well, Joe Biggs, Michael Zimmerman, thank you so much for joining me in studio. David Knight will be hosting the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Find out what it takes to run as an independent and the battle of the billionaires. We'll see you here tomorrow, the Alex Jones Show, live 11 p.m. Central.
You are listening to GCN.